American Language Course, Tape 2204A. Listen. Let's walk over here and talk to the mechanic. You seem to be getting along pretty good, Mac. The brake system was really fouled up, wasn't it?
Yes, sir. It was in bad shape. I had to disassemble it from one end to the other. That, of course, wasn't so bad. The problem is to get the pieces back together to reassemble it.
I see what you mean. Just look at all the parts. Let me know if you need any help when you start putting it together.
Thanks a lot. I'll see how it goes.
Listen and answer. What was out of order? The brake system. The brake system was fouled up. Who was working on the system? The mechanic. A fellow by the name of Mac. What kind of shape was the brake system in? It was in bad shape. It was really fouled up. What did the mechanic do about it? He disassembled it. He took it apart from one end to the other. What was the most difficult part of repairing the system? Reassembling it. Putting it back together. Why was it a difficult job? Because there were so many parts. It was a complex mechanism. Let's practice some intonation contrast. Notice that the words being contrasted are those at the end of the sentences. Listen and repeat.
Mr. Smith won't be here today. But he will be here tomorrow. I didn't say he went upstairs. I said he went downstairs. I don't want to speak with Mr. Sutherland. I want to speak with Mr. Fuller. The correct word isn't thought. It is taught. He didn't say he was last. He said he was lost. I haven't seen him today. But I saw him yesterday. Mr. Fuller is on annual leave this week. But he will be back next week. I don't want it done next week. I want it done right now. No, he isn't leaving this afternoon. He is leaving tomorrow morning. No, he didn't go to class. He went to the laboratory.
Let's contrast the TH and the T sounds. Listen and repeat.
Then. Ten. Thick. Tick. Thank. Tank. Thought. Taught. Three. Tree.
Thin. Thin. This is a thin piece of metal. This piece is too thin. Tin. Tin. I don't want brass, I want tin. Is tin a metal? Thick. Thick. This board is too thick. It is an inch thick. Tick. Tick. Listen carefully and you can hear the watch tick. Let's take it apart and see what makes it tick. Thank. Thank. I want to thank you for the nice present. Thank you very much. Tank. Tank. This is a large fuel tank. How much does the tank hold? 'Have you thought about trying something different? A penny for your thoughts. Taught. Taught. He taught us aeronautical terminology. How long have you taught English as a foreign language? Three. He didn't say two, he said three. The car has 3 speeds forward. Tree. Tree. There is a large tree in the yard. We drove for miles without seeing a tree.
Listen to the following story and take notes. Practice telling the story to your instructor or a classmate. Listen and take notes.
Sir Walter Raleigh, an Englishman, came to America a long time ago. He took some tobacco with him when he went back to England. The English people had never seen tobacco before. Sir Walter was smoking his pipe in his room one day. A friend came into the room. He saw smoke coming out of Sir Walter Raleigh's mouth and thought he was on fire. So he threw water on Sir Walter in order to put out the fire.
The following questions are based on the story. Write them on a piece of paper. The questions will aid you in understanding and telling the story. Listen and copy the questions.
Who came to America? When did he come to America? What did he take with him? When did he take it with him? Had the English people ever seen tobacco before? What was Sir Walter doing in his room one day? Who came into Sir Walter Raleigh's room? What did he see coming out of Sir Walter's mouth? What did he think? What did he do? Why did he do this?
Listen and repeat.
Who came to America?
Sir Walter Raleigh came to America.
When did he come to America?
He came to America a long time ago.
What did he take with him?
He took some tobacco with him.
When did he take it with him?
When he went back to England.
Had the English people ever seen tobacco before?
The English people had never seen tobacco before.
What was Sir Walter doing in his room one day?
Sir Walter was smoking his pipe in his room one day.
Who came into Sir Walter Raleigh's room?
A friend came into the room.
This is the end of tape 2204A.